It's Monday, the 20th of April, day 30. The new sport is trying to spot the industries that will be most affected by the virus lockdown, if and when anything approaching normality returns. One obvious candidate is the holiday cruise business. There's something really weird about listening to ads for Mediterranean cruises on certain commercial radio stations at the moment, for example. Of course, they don't put it like this, but essentially the pitch is, just retired and got your pension pot? Why not blow a few grand on the holiday of a lifetime? Imagine, just the two of you in one of our newly equipped premium economy cabins with your own balcony on our state-of-the-art hospital ship, recently renamed the Florence Nightingale. And if you fancy a bit of extra luxury, why not go first class and have an ensuite ventilator? But the holiday cruise business is actually an easy target. What about other industries likely to be seeking assistance in the bleak times ahead? Especially after we have apparently discovered that a lot of the things we used to do expensively can apparently be done almost as well online for, well, peanuts. Business class air travel comes immediately to mind. I've occasionally run into the CEOs of global companies and have been stunned by how much air travel they have to do, or rather, used to have to do. One guy I knew years ago did, on average, 2 intercontinental flights a week. He had accumulated so many air miles that he was able to take his whole family first class on vacations. He was perpetually knackered, as far as I could see, but it was clearly part of the role he was expected to play as the boss of a global company, and presumably the only thing that made it bearable was that he travelled first class. But these guys, and they're mostly guys still, have suddenly discovered that most of the job can still be done from home if the firm has sufficiently good video conferencing facilities, which leads one to wonder what will happen if and when normality returns. So make a note to sell any airline shares that you may find are still in your pension portfolio. And then, what of those expensive university courses that ambitious parents hitherto regarded as essential for their offspring's success in life? I've just looked up the Harvard website. It tells me that for the 2018-2019 academic year, I couldn't find this year's numbers, the cost of attending Harvard College was $46,340 for tuition, or $67,580 for tuition, room, board and fees combined. That's as close as damn it to 70 grand a year. But since March 23rd, Harvard has sent home all of its students, at least those who have a home to go to. And it's transitioned, ooh, that lovely word, to teaching entirely online. Now, I know that many of the families who send their kids to Harvard are not worried about the fees, but some must be, given the way the economy is tanking. So will they be asking for a reduction in fees on the grounds that their kids are no longer getting that unique Harvard experience and instead are glued to Zoom? Well, they might ask, but I'd be surprised if Harvard complies. The fact that tuition is delivered electronically rather than by the traditional process of osmosis in lecture halls is actually neither here nor there. People don't go to Harvard to be taught as much as to have the Harvard experience, and that's what economists call a positional good. And as with any good, scarcity always means a higher price. Harvard has positional scarcity, and it doesn't come cheap. The elite university system works, at least in the US, as a service that provides credentials for its graduates, which have less to do with what they've studied, but where they've been. Part of the Harvard experience, in other words, is about building a network with other useful people, both professionally and personally. And that doesn't work without the physical proximity that places you at the front of the line for meeting these people. Zoom is great for some things, but it's absolutely useless for providing that kind of positional good. Which is why Harvard could teach using smoke signals and still charge 70 grand a year. And people would still pay it.